You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Now a story from Uncuffed, our series recorded and edited by incarcerated men at Solano State Prison in Vacaville.
This is Uncuffed.
Stories from Solano State Prison.
Today's story is a spooky one. It comes from Uncuffed producer Brian Mazza.
Mart Wolf Mayo grew up in the U.S. by way of Estonia, the country where the grandmother he never knew passed away when he was 8 years old. Soon thereafter, psychic impressions began to predict his impending confinement in one of history's most notorious prisons, The Rock.
All I want to do is I'll tell you a story, but before I start, I want to clarify and let everyone know that I'm basically a scientist and a mathematician and an agnostic.
Okay?
There are certain things that science can't deal with. It can't tell you if God exists, it can't tell you what the meaning of life is, and it can't tell you what consciousness is. Those are outside the domain of science. Now, I was about 8 years old, recently moved into this house in California, and my mom was crying. And I asked her, what's wrong? She said she'd just gotten a letter from Estonia saying her mother had died. And so for some reason, I went outside and I started crying, I mean, really hard. And all of a sudden, while I was crying, I felt a presence. And I started getting these feelings and thoughts putting into my head saying, you don't have to cry, everything's all right. I'm all right, everyone is all right. There's no need to cry. The communication was like telepathic and with feelings, emotions. I felt better. I never met my grandmother. Years later, my mom told me that she was psychic and could predict, like when the Russians were shelling each other, whether the Russians and Germans were shelling each other, and she would just get the kids out of the house and get them out of there. And as soon as they got out of the house, a shell blew the house to pieces. Time goes by, I'm watching The Untouchables, the TV show The Untouchables. Remember that?
Yeah.
Well, they're taking Al Capone to Alcatraz in the TV show. And then I feel that presence again. And it tells me, you're going to go to Alcatraz and you're going to go do twice as much time as Al Capone. And I'm thinking, well, why would I'm a little kid. Why would I go to Alcatraz? I mean, I ain't done nothing wrong. Then about 1960, I go to Sun Valley Junior High and they require you to buy book covers for your books. And one of the book covers they sold had a picture of Alcatraz on it. And I would sit there and look at this in class. For some reason, I was fascinated with it and didn't know why. So why would I trip on this stuff, you know? About 1961, Robert Kennedy closed Alcatraz, but the feeling never went away. About 1965, I was 17. We're going through Laurel Canyon. We're going to this place called Beetolitos in Hollywood. They got a band there. People get high, and you know, we're smoking weed. And the guy driving a car is an idiot. He's a friend of mine, but he's going to get us killed. I start to panic. Well, that same presence comes. It calms me down and says, nothing can happen to you. You're not going to get killed. Nothing's going to happen. You're going to go to Alcatraz and do twice as much time as Al Capone. Well, Alcatraz is closed. I'm thinking, well, this is ridiculous. But it calmed me down. Mm-hmm. And then also, another time it said, no matter what happens, you'll be okay. No matter how bad it gets, you'll be all right. I start going to jail, getting loaded, and shooting heroin. Anyway, I forgot all about the Alcatraz trip. Years later, 1990, they opened up. I go to Pelican Bay. We're one of the first ones in there. I mean, I was the first one to live in that cell they put me in, right? And I settled up with my best friend, and he got me to learn Spanish.
Tell me a little bit about the book that you learned Spanish out of. What was it called?
It was called the Cortina Method, Conversational Spanish in 20 Lessons.
And that's where you learned?
That's the word. Well, that in a little cheap Spanish-English dictionary. I ran into the word Alcatraz. Why, other than a prison, I didn't know what it meant. So I said, well, and then the Alcatraz trip.
Alcatraz is a Spanish word?
It's a Spanish word. It's probably of Arabic origin. A lot of Spanish words, about 25% of Spanish words have Arabic origin because of the Moors. And most of them start with A-L. like Alhambra, algebra, those are all Arabic words. Well, anyway, so I'm thinking, well, what is Alcatraz? This is the first time I thought about the old Alcatraz trip when I was a kid. I said, what a stupid thought that was. I mean, it was, you know, just a childish thought, not true. So I go to look up to see what Alcatraz means. So I get my Spanish English dictionary, I open it up and I find it. It means pelican. And then I realized, I'm in Pelican Bay Shoe. Okay, months later on the media, they would, when Pelican Bay was in full operation and they got on the media, they would start calling it the new Alcatraz. Mm-hmm. And it turns out Al Capone did 11 years and like 4 or 5 months in Alcatraz. I ended up doing 22 years and like 9 or 10 months in Pelican Bay Shoe, twice as much time as Al Capone. I have no scientific explanation for this story. All I can tell you is it happened.
Was Mart Mayall speaking with Brian Mazza. Brian is a producer in KALW's radio program at Solano State Prison, which is supported by the California Arts Council and the Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation. All content is approved by an information officer, and the producers fact-check content to the best of their ability. We do have one correction to make in that story. Al Capone got a sentence of 11 years, but he only did about 6 on Alcatraz. You can listen to more stories from Uncuffed at our website, kalw.org/uncuffed.